With Montana News, I'm Corin Keats Carney. Republican lawmakers took to the Capitol steps Tuesday to discuss the state's revenue outlook and criticize Democratic Governor Steve Bullock's administration for the handling of the state budget.
Given the revenue pictures we're looking at today, we will be underwater in the next two fiscal years.
That's Fred Thomas, Republican state senator and chairman of the State Revenue and Transportation Committee. The state's 2016 fiscal year came to a close a few weeks ago. Thomas says if the state of Montana continues to spend at current levels, there will be a deficit in the next 2 years. Thomas says if there wasn't more than $300 million in reserve funds, the state would be deficit spending.
Because we're taking in less revenue in fiscal 16 than we're spending in fiscal 16. So when you carry that forward, if you didn't have the cushion, okay, then you're spending deficit today. That's likely to be the case next in this fiscal year we're in now, because when we left the session in April of 15, the next fiscal year was nip and tuck as far as revenue and expenditures.
Although income tax was up from last year, it was short of its projection by about $45 million. Corporation tax was about $61 million short of projections, and oil and natural gas taxes were about $20 million short. Those numbers come from the Montana Legislative Financial Division. Republican Party Chairman and State Representative Jeff Essman stood by Thomas at the state capitol Tuesday and blamed Democrats for the decline in the natural resource economy.
I think the reason for the decline is the policies of the Democrat Party nationally and their allies in the environmental movement. And in a small state that's so heavily dependent on resources, it's had a heavy impact.
The governor's office budget director, Dan Villa, says Montana's revenues didn't meet their projections last fiscal year because of external forces, including international commodity volatility of oil and coal.
Fiscal year 16 was the second best revenue year in the history of the state, surpassed only by fiscal year 15. The four best revenue years in the state's history have all been under Governor Bullock.
Villa says there will be less spending in fiscal year 2017 and there will not be a deficit.
For folks who stand up here and say that the second best revenue year in the history of the state is not good enough with $100 million in savings and efficiencies found across state government in just the general fund, it must be an election year. Someone's trying to distract you from the realities.
By November 15th, the governor's office must send the 2018-2019 biennium budget to the legislature, likely to be controlled by a Republican majority, for approval. I'm Corin Keats Carney, Montana Public Radio.